Well, it's hard for us to understand who Jesus was and who he is for us today without first understanding the world in which he lived. A world which was all about honor, position, and power. Society was like a pyramid in which Caesar, the most powerful man in the world, was at the very top, the very apex of the pyramid. And the slaves, lepers, and other social outcasts, the poorest of the poor, were at the very bottom, the base of the pyramid. And everyone else was arranged in relative levels of power and status and importance somewhere in that pyramid, the social pyramid. And so to survive in such a world, you would have to know your place. And the social and social rituals, like the dinner party that Jesus attended at the home of an upper crust Pharisee, were used to reinforce that social hierarchy. And those who were wise knew their place in the pyramid, and they kept to it. Those who arrogantly tried to rise higher than their station in life were soon put back in their place by those above them. And those who willingly lowered themselves to treat people far beneath them as social equals were despised as also not knowing their place. This social pyramid was so firmly established in Jesus' day that no one questioned the system itself. Even to suggest the possibility that the system was flawed or to speak of a coming day when the pyramid would be turned on its head, when the proud and the powerful would be brought to the bottom and the dregs of society would be raised up to the top, well, that was to talk revolution. You didn't do that. Such talk could gain a rabble-rouser, a following for a time, as many would-be messiahs did even in Jesus' day, but such prophets wound up nailed to crosses as enemies of Rome. So here comes Jesus, traveling through small town after small town on his way to Jerusalem, the center of power in his part of the world, and word is spreading ahead of him. He's a healer, a preacher, a teacher, announcing the coming of God's kingdom, announcing good news to the poor, to those at the bottom. He is a dangerous man because he doesn't know his place. He freely associates with those at the bottom of the pyramid as if they were his equals. And he also accepts the invitation to dine at the homes of the most powerful people in the community. He not only accepts their invitation, he even presumes to correct his host and his other guests on their social manners, as if Jesus were above them. So let's take a look at what this dangerous social revolutionary has to say about honor, position, and power. Now, at first blush, Jesus' advice to those who elbow their way to the seats of honor at the table sounds commonplace. Such social climbers, as I have said, were despised for failing to know and keep in their place. The normal advice in such a social situation would be for a person to take a seat appropriate to their status or perhaps just a shade lower to be on the safe side. But to walk into a dinner party and immediately assume the lowest place was to lose face. It was to dishonor yourself. It was to be despised and not admired for your humility. So why would anyone do such a self-defeating thing? Why? Because the kingdom of God is near. And in God's kingdom, the social pyramid that defined everything in the Roman world was going to be turned upside down. Those at the top would wind up at the bottom. Those at the bottom now would be at the top. Talk about a revolution. No wonder such talk got Jesus killed. But Jesus doesn't just give this insane advice. He follows his own advice. The Messiah, the eternal Son of God, the one who belonged at the very top of the pyramid, the one before whom Caesar would one day kneel in homage, chose to humble himself. He took the lowest place, a rejected Messiah nailed to a cross. And when the very highest then became the very lowest, that's when the social pyramid was shattered. When God said to his humiliated Son, "Move up higher," and the world was changed forever. So what does all this say about how we should be living our lives? If the kingdom of God really has arrived in Jesus Christ, if the old social pyramid is history, replaced by the supreme lordship of the one who willingly humbled himself and became the lowest of the low, what is the sensible course of action for us? Jesus tells us that the time has come to commit social suicide, to snub every person of power and prestige in town by throwing a party to which none of them are invited. A party where the most honored guests are the town's biggest losers, the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. A party from which the host would never recover, which would in fact place the host in the lowest place. Sounds utterly crazy, doesn't it? I mean, who would ever throw a party like that? Who would ever willingly commit social suicide? Of course, we all know the answer to that question because we're at that party right now. The God whom Jesus called Father, by raising his Son from the dead, has thrown a party. The party to end all parties. And he has invited to this party that we're at this morning all the biggest losers in town, with Jesus, the rejected Messiah, sitting at the head table. And the only qualification for being invited to this party is the fact that we are totally unqualified. So if you're busy right now climbing the social ladder, Jesus is inviting you to take a swan dive off the pyramid and join him at the bottom of the heap with all the rest of us losers. After all, that's where Jesus told us we would find him. "I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me." They tell the story of a pastor who was growing increasingly desperate. Things were not going well at his church. Attendance was down. Offerings were down. There was problem after problem. Members were at each other's throats. God seemed to be nowhere to be found. And so one day in desperation, the preacher went into the church, climbed up the ladder, up into the belfry, the highest point he could reach, that he could get as close to heaven as possible. And he yelled up to the heavens, "God, where are you? We need your help down here." And then, from far below, he heard a voice answer him. God said, "I'm down here with my people. What are you doing up there?" Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for inviting us to your party. Thank you, Father, for gathering us with the last, the lost, and the least. Thank you for raising your Son, Jesus, from humiliation to highest honor. Open our hearts to the last and the lost and the least around us. Help us to gather them all into your banquet hall, Lord, that we may celebrate with them the marriage feast, which has no end. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.